This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. A warm night is expected in Haifa, making it a pleasant time to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet News reports 3 hours ago that Trump decided to strike Iran as aides dismissed Netanyahu's regime change plan as bullshit. A New York Times report reveals the internal White House debates before war. Trump aligned with Netanyahu on strikes but rejected regime change scenarios. Also, the Jerusalem Post noted 22 hours ago that the IDF struck terror targets in Iran. The deadline for a U.S. Tehran deal is approaching. Iran has attacked Saudi Arabia and Syria, demanding a halt to strikes on Hezbollah. Israeli schools are set to gradually reopen. Also this hour, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that Jewish groups condemn Trump's threat that a whole civilization will die in Iran. The CEO of the Jewish Council for Public Affairs highlighted the historical resonance of such statements. Separately, according to Forward 8 hours ago, an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul. 2 others were injured in the incident on Tuesday morning. And finally, Axios reported 2 hours ago that Trump's threats to Iran have raised moral stakes for military members. His rhetoric about attacking civilian infrastructure escalates both moral and legal implications. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Linnaeus posted just minutes ago, commending the UN Secretary General for condemning the IRGC's threats against civilian infrastructure. Linnaeus praised the moral clarity shown. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, expressed a straightforward dissent just 11 minutes ago, urging restraint. From X, Times of Israel reported 17 minutes ago that a Jewish leader in the U.S. condemned President Trump's threat. Amy Spitalnik, CEO of the Jewish Council for Public Affairs, warned against calls for wiping out communities. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the revelations from Ynet News. The New York Times report provides insight into the Trump administration's internal debates about Iran. While Trump agreed with Netanyahu on military strikes, he opposed more drastic measures. The implications for U.S.-Israel relations are significant, especially with ongoing tensions in the region. Turning to the developments reported by the Jerusalem Post, the IDF's recent strikes in Iran are part of escalating regional tensions. The international community watches closely as Iran's aggressive responses target both Saudi Arabia and Syria. This situation puts diplomatic efforts under strain, with schools in Israel cautiously planning to reopen. Meanwhile, the JTA's coverage highlights a critical response from Jewish organizations to Trump's rhetoric. The historical context of such threats is not lost on these groups, adding pressure on global leaders to act responsibly. The fear of escalation is palpable, affecting communities worldwide. The incident in Istanbul, as reported by Forward, underscores ongoing security concerns for Israeli institutions abroad. The confrontation outside the consulate resulted in casualties, highlighting the volatile situation in Turkey. This incident stresses the need for heightened security measures for Israeli entities internationally. Lastly, Axios draws attention to the moral and legal stakes for military personnel following Trump's aggressive stance on Iran. His comments about civilian infrastructure raise questions about the rules of engagement and ethical considerations for armed forces. This development places additional scrutiny on military operations and their justification. On the economic front, first, Mariv reveals Warren Buffett's reasons for not communicating with Bill Gates. Recent disclosures in the Epstein documents have raised questions about their friendship and the future of the Gates Foundation. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that Elon Musk is planning to launch the largest IPO ever for SpaceX aiming for a valuation of $2 trillion, Musk is working with major banks to realize this ambitious goal. And finally, according to Globes, revised income tax brackets have resulted in higher net pay for many employees in Israel. This change, reflected in March's salaries, is a welcome boost for workers amid economic challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.